إن في واحد دقك. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله عز وجل في أول ما أنزل قوله عز وجل اقرأ، فأمر بالقراءة والكتابة والتعلم. ثم في سورة المدثر بعد سورة العلق قال تعالى: فما لهم عن التذكرة معرضين. وفيها التعجيب من أمر نفورهم دون مقتضى لهذا النفور. ما الذي يدعوهم للإعراض عن ذكر الله تعالى؟ أي شيء حملهم ألا يأتوا مجالس العلم النافع؟ الذي يترك التذكرة ويترك مجالس العلم يقع في الخوض، لذلك جاء في السورة: وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين. إذن الله عز وجل أمر بالعلم وتعجب ممن تركه وأعرض عنه، ولذلك عوقبوا بأنهم كانوا يخوضون مع الخائضين.
شيخ حفظه الله ورعاه. He began by praising Allah and thanking Him and sending the peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so it proceeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing He revealed unto us was Iqra, read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the person to read, write, and learn. That is, learn. So, in the next surah, Al-Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He expresses His amazement of the people that refuse to learn, where He says, what is the matter with them that they are from the tadhkira, the remembrance, learning, mu'ridin, in rejection of it? What's the matter for them that they reject learning? They refuse to come and learn. After the order of learning, iqra, the people that rejected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses His amazement for them. What's the matter for them that they don't want to learn? What is it that is making them reject learning? What is it within themselves that is making them in this manner? They are called to sittings of knowledge in remembrance of Allah and beneficial knowledge, and they refuse. And the person that refuses to sit in sittings of knowledge and learn, then he has entered something called al-khawd, that is being heedless, being playful at all times, as if he was created for play. And this is when it was asked to them, what made you, what put you in Jahannam? And the start of the ayat, we weren't from the people that prayed nor gave sadaqah, all the way till it said, and we used to make khawd with al-kha'idin. We used to be heedless with those that were heedless. We used to just play with those that played, paying no attention. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds amazement in these people. You're called to beneficial sittings of knowledge to learn, and you reject. This is something that is amazing, surprising.
إذن دل الله عز وجل في أول سورة على ما هو فيه نفع وخير للإنسان، فأمره بأن يتعلم. ثم أن هؤلاء لما تركوا التعليم وسماع ما في كتاب الله عز وجل من الذكر والتذكرة، هددهم الله عز وجل بالعقاب، فقال في سورة الجن: ومن يعرض عن ذكر ربه يسلكه عذابا صعدا، أي عذابا مشقا شديدا موجعا مؤلما. فمن أصر على ترك العلم النافع وتدبر كتاب الله عز وجل والعمل بما فيه، فإن الله عز وجل يسلكه، يعني يدخله ويضطره إلى العذاب الصعد، العذاب الذي يزداد إيلاما وشدة.
Shaykh Hafidhullah, he went on to say, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in the first surah to learn, where he said, Iqra. And then further, he went on to explain that these people that refuse to learn and reject, there's something wrong with them. This is not natural. This is not how it should be. What is the matter with them that they refuse to learn? So that one who rejects learning, the beneficial knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special punishment for him, a torment that is severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, yaslukhu. Yaslukhu means that he will make him walk a tight path, a restricted one, no space around him. Yaslukhu, a severe torment and harsh punishment. This is his punishment. The one who rejected the remembrance of his Lord, he will make him walk into a tight, narrow, restricted path of punishment and torment that is severe. And whomsoever stays upon this, rejecting to come and learn, rejecting to come and learn about the deen of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his life restricted, and he will force him into punishment after punishment. No.
ثم هدد الله عز وجل بالمعيشة الضنك في الدنيا والآخرة، قال في سورة طه: فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. إذن كل من أعرض عن هدى الله عز وجل، فإما يأتينكم مني هدى، إن الله عز وجل لما أنزل آدم عليه السلام من الجنة إلى الأرض قال: فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى. هذا يدل على أن اتباع الهدى يمنع من الضلال والشقاء، لأن الذي يضل يقع في الشقاوة. ومن أعرض عن ذكري، أي وقع في هذه الشقاوة، فإن له معيشة ضنكا. هذا أنه يعيش عيشة ضيقة صعبة. ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى، هذا أيضا عقاب آخر، أنه يحشر يوم القيامة أعمى. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا، يعني هو بصير من حيث النظر، لكن كان في الدنيا حقيقة ليس بصير القلب، لكنه في الآخرة يصير أعمى لا يرى شيئا. قال لقد أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها، تركتها، أعرضت عنها، وكذلك اليوم تنسى، كذلك اليوم تترك. وهذا عقاب آخر، هو في المحشر يحشر أعمى لا يرى شيئا بسبب إعراضه في الدنيا عن ذكر الله عز وجل.
شيخ حفظه الله، he went on to say, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke about the one who is sinful and proceeds in this path, refusing to leave it, of rejecting the remembrance of Allah and learning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and guidance may come from me unto you, so whomsoever follows it, then he will not be misguided, and he will not be from the ashqiya, that is, he will not be from the losers, the ones that are of ill conduct, the ones that are of a bad yani, their consequence is severe, it's bad. He will not be from them. The one, when my guidance comes to him, submits to it and takes it and follows it. As for the one man a'rada, refuses, rejects, returns back, then for him is a life that is lank, that is, it is dark, restricted, empty, hollow, and we will restrict him on Yawm al-Qiyamah, or we will bring him forth on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the word used is nahshuruhu, and that is to put him in a tight place. We will put him in this tight place on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, blind. This is the one that refuses to learn. He doesn't want to learn. He keeps on rejecting and going forth in his sinful ways. So the one who accepts, then he will be from the guided, and he will not be from the ones of ill consequence. Rather, he will be from the people that are joyful in this dunya and in the next. And for the one that rejects in this dunya, he has dhiq. His heart is restricted. His life is not full of joy. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will be brought forth blind. And he will say, my Lord, why have you brought me blind? And before I was able to see. And the reality is, his heart was blind before. And now on Yawm al-Qiyamah, this will reflect that he will not be able to see with the eyes in his head. He will not be able to have that physical eyesight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, likewise, my verses came to you, my signs came to you, and you forgot them, so today you will be forgotten. And this is his affair. The verses of Allah came, he refused to learn. So, like he was blind of insight in the dunya, he will be blind of all sight in the akhirah.
وكلما ازداد الإنسان بعدا عن ذكر الله عز وجل وازداد جهلا ازداد كفرا وقساوة. ولذلك يزيد إعراضه ويقل سماعه، لذا قال تعالى في سورة فصلت حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون. أعرض أكثرهم عن كتاب الله عز وجل وعن سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، فبهذا الإعراض صارت صفتهم أنهم لا يسمعون، فهم لا يسمعون. وقالوا، يعني زادوا على ذلك بأنهم صدوا الدعوة، وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة، يعني في أغطية، في غطاء، في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه، أي أن قلوبنا لا يدخلها ما تدعونا إليه بسبب ما عليها من الغطاء، وفي آذاننا وقر، وأيضا الذي في آذاننا هو كالذي على قلوبنا، ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب، يعني ساتر بيننا وبينك، يعني أنت في جهة ونحن في جهة. ثم دخلوا في التحدي، قال فاعمل إننا عاملون، وهذا دليل على قمة ما وصلوا إليه من الكفر والإصرار على الباطل والعناد.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah, he went on to say, now the person that increases in ignorance, because he doesn't want to learn, then what happens to him is he increases in refusing to learn. He increases in his enmity toward this knowledge. So that increases, and at the same time, his hearing it decreases. Listening to what is being said starts to decrease. He stops listening, he starts rejecting more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such situation in Surah Fussilat, where he says, Hameem, a revelation from Allah the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, a book whereof the verses are explained in detail, a Quran in Arabic for people who know, giving glad tidings of paradise to the one who believes in the oneness of Allah and fears Allah much and loves Allah much, and a warning for the one who disbelieves in the oneness of Allah, but most of them turn away so they hear not, and say, our hearts are under coverings, screens from that which you invite us to, and our ears are in deafness of what you call us to, and between us and you is a screen, so work your way and we will work ours. Now, after calling these people to Allah and Islam, because of their rejection, the characteristic of not hearing becomes something that is basic within, I mean, it's their characteristic. They've rejected so much and refused to listen until they are characterized by Allah as not hearing. They have no hearing. They're deaf. Because what they're doing is not listening to what is beneficial. So they're deaf. And their refusing to answer the da'wah has put or cast upon their hearts a seal, so they cannot comprehend no longer. So they do not enter into the da'wah Allah is calling them to, rather they run away from it. So they say to the Messenger of Allah, between us and you is a veil, a screen. We have nothing to do with what you bring us. And they say furthermore, whatever you say to us, we will not listen, and our hearts comprehend it not. And then they go on and they defy the Messenger of Allah and the commands of his Lord, and saying, do what you want. Do the actions you seek and we will do the ones that we want.
ثم انتقل هؤلاء من الإعراض والصد إلى الجدل والاستهزاء، وهذا يعني أنهم يهددون بعقوبة أكبر مما هم عليه من العقاب. قال تعالى: وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذا جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا. أي هؤلاء استحقوا بسبب إعراضهم وإصرارهم على الباطل واستمرارهم في الجدل والاستهزاء أن تأتيهم سنة الله عز وجل في الأولين مما وقع فيهم حين أعرضوا عن دعوة أنبيائهم، أو يأتيهم العذاب قبل مباشرة يواجهون هذا العقاب. وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين، فالله عز وجل يرسل رسله يبشرون من آمنوا بالجنة وينذرون من خالفهم بالنار والعقاب. ومع هذا ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل، فجدالهم عقيم لأنه جدال من أجل الباطل ليدحضوا به الحق ويدفعوا به الحق. اتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا. فهؤلاء تطور هذا الإعراض إلى إعراض تكذيب، فاتخذوا آيات الله عز وجل هزوا، استهزأوا بها. فالله تعالى يقول: ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه، أي من هو أكثر ظلما ممن دعاه الله إلى الحق فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه، فأعرض عن ذكر الله عز وجل ونسي ما يفعله من المعاصي وما يفعله من الضلال وما يفعله من الشرك. لماذا؟ قال: إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه. هذا سببه، ما الله عز وجل جعله فيهم كونا، أن قلوبهم قاسية مغطاة لا يفقهون الحق، وفي آذانهم وقرة. والله عز وجل في علمه السابق يعلم أن هؤلاء إذا عرض عليهم الحق لا يفقهوه، وإذا سمعوه لا يعقلوه، وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذن أبدا. وأنهم إذا عرض عليهم الهدى ظهرت نتائج ما الله في علمه السابق يعلمهم، وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذن أبدا. فهؤلاء لا يمكن لهم أن يصيروا على الاهتداء أبدا، لأن الله عز وجل علم كونا أنهم إذا عرض عليهم الحق لا يقبلوا، وها هم جاءوا إلى هذه الدنيا فلما عرض عليهم الحق اختاروا الباطل بمحض إرادتهم، وهذا يعني أن نفوسهم انطوت على خباثة. وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة، ومع هذا فإن الله عز وجل يغفر الذنوب وإن كان هذا الذنب كفرا. ذو الرحمة أنه يرحم من انصاع لطاعته وتاب من الشرك والضلال ورجع إلى الحق. لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا، أي لو أن الله عز وجل أراد أن يعاقبهم بسبب ما كسبوا من الإثم والضلال والشرك لعجل لهم العذاب، لأسرع فيهم بالعذاب، بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا، لكن الله عز وجل يمهلهم إلى ذاك الموعد الذي قضاه لهم بحكمة، ولن يجدوا من دونه موئلا، لن يجدوا من دون هذا الموعد مكانا يلجؤون إليه.
Shaykh Hafidhullah, he continues on to say, Al-I'rad, rejection, refusing, not accepting the haqq when it comes to them. It is followed up by another punishment. As soon as they start to reject in this manner, the punishment is that they start to fight or debate in the batil, unjustly, with falsehood. They start to debate falsehood or with falsehood to return back the haqq. And they take the ayat of Allah playfully and lightly is the other punishment that they are faced with. And this is of a greater punishment than the first, of just rejecting knowledge when it comes to them. They have now entered into another punishment upon that punishment. That is what has kept them from accepting the haqq when it came to them. They refused the haqq when it came to them, so now they are punished with trying to fight the haqq back with their falsehood. And is it that they wait for the sunnah? That is the basically what happened to those before them. That punishment befall them? That punishment come upon their heads, just like the people before them? Is that what they're waiting for? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on says that the messengers were sent as ones that give glad tidings, of course, to those who believe in Tawheed of Allah, and also give the warning to those who disobey and disbelieve in Allah. The messengers came to give the glad tidings of Jannah to the people of Jannah and those that deserve it, and to warn them away from the hellfire and falling into it. But the people of falsehood, the people that reject, they will continue to fight back with their falsehood, trying to put down the haqq. Have they taken my verses, my ayat, and what they were warned with lightly? And who is more oppressive then the one when my verses were recited upon him, he forgot the remembrance of his Lord, or he rejected the remembrance of his Lord and forgot what his hands put forth. So they made i'rad, rejection, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they forgot about Allah, and then, or they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Him, and then they forgot. Or as if they never did anything harmful with their own hands. Meaning they did not even acknowledge their own sinfulness. And this is how the people of oppression, the people of shirk, they go forth trying to fight the haqq with their weak falsehood that has no position in front of the haqq. So when, naam, in there, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, knowing that even if you call them, they would never accept. He knew this from before. So He said, when you call them, they will say, in our ears is waqara. Waqara means, basically, there's a barrier between what you're saying and our ears. We're not listening. And between us and our hearts are veiled from what you say, and between us and you is a screen. So do what you want, and we'll do what we want. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing this about these types of people from before, saying, call them or do not call them, they will not accept. Because they have chosen for themselves the batil, the falsehood, in following their own desires over that which is the haqq, it's the truth. So if they decided that they want to follow their desires, and they found that better than following the haqq, so they decided that batin, falsehood, will be their way. This is Surah Fussilat, the first ayat, up until basically the sixth, right up until the fifth ayah. Nah. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now the Shaykh is using other ayat from other verses of the Quran, but the first five is basically what we're covering, and he uses other ones as other proof. Now with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, your Lord is one that is merciful. With all of this that they have done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful to the one who returns back to the truth and the haqq, and repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah had wanted to deal with the people in accordance with their actions, then punishment would have come to them swiftly and right away, and would not have been delayed from them because of what their own hands have put forth. And they will not find a way out. They will not find a way out of the appointment with your Lord. That is, when their time comes, there is no mafar. There is nowhere to run from the appointment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No.
وفي سورة الأنبياء الله عز وجل بين أن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون الحق، لا يعلمون الحق، يعني أنهم لا يتبعون الحق. لماذا؟ لأنهم معرضون. فقال بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون. هذه الكثرة مذمومة، بينما القلة ممدوحة، وقليل من عبادي الشكور. فقليل من الناس هم الذين يعلمون الحق بسبب إقبالهم على الله، وبسبب شكرهم على نعمته أن هداهم إلى الصواب، أن هداهم إلى الحق، أن هداهم إلى العمل بطاعته. وفي هذه الآية تسلية لمن ظن أن الحق إذا عرض يقبله الناس، لكن الله عز وجل بين في هذه السورة في هذه الآية أن أكثر الناس لا يعلم الحق، صرف عنه بسبب الإعراض.
شيخ حفظه الله، he went on to say in سورة الأنبياء Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he points out that many of the people, they don't know the truth, they don't know the haqq. But why don't they know the haqq? Because they have rejected learning. They don't want to learn the haqq. They don't want to know the truth. They don't want to face the reality. Because they are mu'ridun. A'radu. They rejected, refused, closed the gates between them and this knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya says, which means, and most of them do not know the haqq because they are mu'ridun. They refuse to know it, in other words, because they refuse to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, most of them, فَأَكْثَرُهُمْ. Kathra here, the majority of people, most of people, a lot of people, don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly puts down and despises, or let's just stick to puts down, the majority. It's not something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally praises. In general, there's dispraise for the majority. And in this ayah, you see, أكثرهم, most of them, majority of them, a lot of them, they don't know the haqq because they refuse to learn it. They rejected learning it. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayat, He praises those that are few and little and small in amount. And He says, and few of my slaves are thankful, and few of my slaves are grateful. Qaleel, just a few, just a little bit. This is because a few have accepted to learn. A few have Allah has guided. A little bit has Allah kept firm. And this is also here a tasliyah, a form of comfort. For the one who thinks that when he presents the haqq to people, then they will come forth. This is not the surah, bro. When he presents the haqq to people, they will accept it. Naturally, the person on the haqq, he thinks that you present the haqq to somebody, he's going to accept it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comforting that person, telling him, if you tell the haqq to most people, they won't accept. They're refusing to learn and understand and know. No. That was Surah Al-Anbiya. I don't know what verse.
الله عز وجل في القرآن يحشد مجموعة من الحجج والبراهين والإمهال، فأحيانا يأمر، وأحيانا يهدد، وأحيانا يتوعد، وأحيانا يخوف، وأحيانا يبين، لأن القرآن ذكر. ومما أيضا يساعد هؤلاء الذين يصرون على الإعراض عن ذكر الله عز وجل، يدعوهم الله عز وجل إلى ما أنعمه عليهم لينظروا في هذه النعم وما أعطاهم من العمر والوقت، حتى يراجعوا أنفسهم ويدعوا الإعراض. فقال أيضا في سورة الأنبياء قل من يكلأكم بالليل والنهار، قل من يكلأكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن، من هو الذي يرعاكم ليلا ونهارا ويسد حاجاتكم، بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون. لكن في الحقيقة هم يعلمون أن الله هو الذي يسد حاجاتهم في الليل والنهار، ولكنهم مع هذا يعرضون عن ربهم. أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا؟ هل هؤلاء ينصرفون إلى عبادة آلهة، وأن هذه الآلهة تمنعهم من عبادتنا؟ هذه الآلهة لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم، ولا هم منا يصحبون. فهذه الآلهة لا تنصر نفسها، ولا هم ينصرون أنفسهم، ولا هم منا يصحبون، لا يجدون منا معونة على ذلك. بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباءهم، أي متعناهم بأن أعطيناهم السمع والبصر والعقل يتفكرون به، وسخرنا لهم كل شيء من متاع الدنيا. بل متعنا هؤلاء بكل هذه النعم وآباءهم حتى طال عليهم العمر، حتى احتججنا عليهم بالعمر والوقت من أجل أن يرجعوا إلى الحق.
هي آيات شيخنا
42 لا 44 42 43 44 جزاك الله خير.
الله سبحانه وتعالى He uses certain proofs against the people. He uses a number or numerous ways to prove to them certain things and return them back to the haqq. Sometimes he will order, sometimes he will prohibit. Sometimes he is warning, sometimes he's giving glad tidings, sometimes he's admonishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses numerous ways, and from them is what you will find in Surah Al-Anbiya. And from ayah number 42 to 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers a number of these. So he says, say, who can guard and protect you in the night or in the day from the punishment of the most gracious Allah? No, but they turn away from the remembrance of their Lord. That is, who takes care of you in the day and the night? Who sustains you all this time and cherishes you? Who is allowing you to be alive? Who can protect you in the night and the day other than the most merciful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling them in a fashion where He is reminding them about the blessings He bestowed upon them, in hope that they may return back and remember that Allah has blessed them and has favors over them so that they may come back. So Allah says, look, who is doing all this for you other than Ar-Rahman? But rather they are from the remembrance of their Lord, turning away, rejecting. says, no, but they turn away from the remembrance of their Lord. They refuse to even appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ, or no, we gave the luxuries of this life to these men and their fathers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them of what He has given them, of luxuries on top of what they have of eyesight, of hearing, of speaking. All of these things Allah gave for free, yet they forget. So they grew, so until we have given them and their fathers this, until the period grew long for them. So they see they not that we gradually reduce the land in their control from its outlying borders, is it then they will overcome? Anyhow, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, He is using against them and reminding them of the luxuries and blessings He bestowed upon them. He said, is it that you wait the punishment? Some punishment? He is warning them, is it that you wait that I take your land back away from you and the blessings I have bestowed upon you? Anyhow, if you're still in this state, what is it that kept you from remembering? What is it that made you reject in this manner? And these other ayat are not from Surah Al-Anbiya here, or not within those verses at least. Is it that you have other lords beside Allah prohibiting you from my remembrance, my worship, keeping you from thanking me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He used this as a proof against them in these various manners, the blessings upon them, yani a little bit of warning to them about refusing. Then He shows them that is it someone else that has the power that is refusing that or is keeping you from worshipping me, meaning the idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, rather these idols do not have power over themselves, and they will not be able to have any weight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in helping you. No.
إذن هناك مجموعة من تساؤلات طرحها الله عز وجل من أجل أن يفيق هؤلاء من غفلتهم وتركهم كتاب الله وإعراضهم عن ذكره. فكما ذكر الله عز وجل في سورة الكهف قال وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا ثم قال في سورة الأنبياء قل من يكلأكم بالليل والنهار وقال أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا ثم في سورة المؤمنون قال أفلم يدبروا القول إذن هو يحملهم الآن إلى النظر جيدا والتدبر بقوله عز وجل أن هذا دفع لهم نحو النظر في حجج الله عز وجل. أفلم يدبروا القول أفلم ينظروا في كتابي ويتفكروا جيدا أم جاءهم ما لم يأت آباءهم الأولين أم أن هذا الكتاب الذي جاءهم لم يسمع به آباءهم، فهم ما زالوا متمسكين بما عليه آباءهم من الضلال، أم لم يعرفوا رسولهم؟ وهذا الرسول المرسل إليهم وهم يعرفونه حق المعرفة فهم له منكرون، ومع هذا فإنهم ينكرونه، أم يقولون به جنة؟ ولشدة إعراضهم مع معرفتهم لرسولهم فإنهم أنكروه، بل قالوا إنه مجنون. والحقيقة بل جاءهم بالحق، الحقيقة أنه ليس به جنة، لكنه جاءهم بالحق وأكثرهم للحق كارهون. يعرفون رسولهم أنه عاقل صادق، لكنهم أنكروه ووصفوه بالجنون بعد أن سمعوا منه الحق، ووصفهم وإنكارهم له ووصفهم له بالجنون لأنهم في الحقيقة أكثرهم للحق كارهون، إنهم يبغضون الحق ويكرهونه. ولو اتبع الحق أهواءهم، ولو أن الحق اتبع أهواءهم، أي نزل الحق على ما هم فيه من الضلال واتباع الهوى، لفسدت السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن، لأن الهوى مفسد، فلا يمكن أن يكون الحق تابعا للهوى. ومن بل أتيناهم بذكرهم، أتيناهم من أجل أن نذكرهم بالحق، جئناهم بالحجج والبينات، فهم عن ذكرهم معرضون، ومع هذا فبهذا الذكر الذي لهم فيه الرحمة هم عن هذا الذكر معرضون، أي يصدون ويبتعدون عن اتباع الحق.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further questions them about their rejection and their refusing. This comes in Surah Al-Kahf, and what has kept the people from believing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, what has kept you from believing? After clarifying to you who is the one that safeguards you in the day and the night, where he asked, who is it that protects or guards you in the day and the night? And he also asked, is it that you have lords beside Allah keeping you from my remembrance? It's none of these things. Rather, Allah is the protector. There are no lords beside him. And nothing but their rejection has kept them from believing in Allah. So in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not ponder upon the Qur'an or what is being said to them? Or is it that it has not come to their forefathers and that's the reason? Yani a remembrance has come to them, and because the same guidance did not come to their forefathers, do they find this as an excuse to be upon the same misguidance that their forefathers were upon? Or is it that they don't know this messenger that has been sent between them? Rather, they knew who he was and his characteristics. So this is likewise not an excuse. They act as if they have no idea who he is? Or is it that they say he is crazy? Rather, he came to them with the truth, the haqq. But most of them are people that hate the haqq. They hate to hear the truth. Because they're people of desires. They follow their own desires. And now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if the haqq, the truth, was to follow the people's desires, then the heavens and the earth would have been corrupted, and what is in them. Rather, we have sent to them a remembrance, a mercy, a truth. In it is benefit for them, but most of them are of this truth and this mercy, rejectors, and refuse to enter into the mercy and submit to the truth. So they are mu'ridun. No.
هذا الإصرار على الإعراض عن سماع ذكر الله عز وجل وعن الانصياع لطاعة الله والإعراض عن اتباع هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على الرغم مما في كتاب الله من حجج وآيات وذكر وتذكرة ودلالة على ترك الباطل واتباع الحق لما في ذلك من النجاة من العذاب ومن معيشة الضنك. الله عز وجل سمى المستمر على ذلك بعد ذلك كله مجرما وتوعده بالانتقام، فقال ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه، أي لا أحد أكثر ظلما ممن ذكر بآيات ربه لا أحد أكثر ظلما لنفسه ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ووعظ بهذا القرآن ثم أعرض عنها، لكنه تولى عن آيات الله وصد عنها. فهذا ارتكب ذنبا كبيرا ودخل في ضلال عظيم أوصله إلى أنه أجرم في حق نفسه أولا، فقال إنا من المجرمين منتقمون.
Now, this person that has refused except to stay upon rejection of the haqq, he doesn't want to go back. He's a mu'rid. He refuses to the remembrance of Allah and His guidance, and the remembrance that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to him with, and the path. He refuses to listen to all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after presenting all the proofs to him, all the hujjaj possible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him a mujrim, a criminal. This is the criminal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises this criminal that justice will be served. He will be taken care of. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is more oppressive from the one that my ayat are recalled upon him? The ayat of his Lord, the verses of his Lord are recited upon him. So he rejects and refuses and turns away from them. Verily we are to the mujrimeen. We are over these criminals. and we will serve them the justice that they deserve. And we will deal with them as they need to be dealt with. And for them is a severe torment and harsh punishment. This person, the first criminal act he did was against his own self, in which guidance came to him, and he refused. He prohibited himself from the mercy of Allah. He prohibited himself from the blessings that had come to him. And if he's doing this to himself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, we will, or we are muntaqimun. We will take care of, we will deal with, we will serve justice to the mujrimeen, the criminals.
وهكذا تستمر حجج الله عز وجل في القرآن وآياته والموضوع يطول بسبب ذلك لكن أيضا في النهاية الله عز وجل يبين بأن المطلوب من الناس الطاعة والاستجابة لأمره فقال ولا تكونوا قال في سورة الأنفال يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون أي لا بد من الطاعة لله والطاعة للرسول وألا يتولى من سمع ذلك عن الله وعن النبي وأنتم تسمعون سماع تعقل تعلمون أنه من الواجب عليكم أن توحدوا الله وأن تأتمروا بأوامره ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون ونهى الله عز وجل المؤمنين أن يفعلوا فعل من قال سمعنا وهم في الحقيقة لا يسمعون لأن هناك سماع ادعاء وسماع على الحقيقة سماع الادعاء هو أنه سمع ولكنه أعرض ولم يتعقل وسماع على الحقيقة هو أنه سمع كلام الله عز وجل فأدى هذا السماع إلى الطاعة والعمل بما يريده الله عز وجل ثم حذر الله عز وجل من شر الدواب أي من شر الذين يدبون على الأرض فقال إن شر الدواب عند الله الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون الصم الذين لا يسمعون والبكم الذين لا يتحدثون لا يتكلمون الذين لا يعقلون ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا لو علم الله فيهم في علمه السابق خيرا لجعلهم في هذه الدنيا ينتفعون بأسماعهم ولكن الله عز وجل علم مسبقا أن هؤلاء إذا عرض عليهم الحق آثروا الباطل لو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم ولو أسمعهم ولو أن الله عز وجل أسمعهم في هذه الدنيا الحق لاختاروا الضلال لتولوا وهم معرضون لآثروا أن يتركوا سماع كلام الحق ويستمروا في الضلال والإعراض لذلك دعا الله عز وجل المؤمنين ألا يكونوا مثل هؤلاء المعرضين، فقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. أمر المؤمن أن يستجيب لله، أن يطيع الله، وأن يستجيب للرسول أن يطيعه. إذا دعاكم أي أظهر لكم البيان والحجة والحق الذي فيه سعادتكم، لما يحييكم أي يجعل هذه يجعل الحياة في قلوبكم بسبب استجابتكم. فالمؤمن حي والكافر ميت، ميت القلب. واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه، الإنسان معرض للفتنة والضلال وينقلب قلبه وتسوء حاله بسبب الإعراض عن ذكر الله. فإذا جاءت الفتنة انقلب على عقبيه وأنه إليه تحشرون، فتذكروا أن الرجعة وأنكم تحشرون إلى الله، فإياكم أن تأتوا الله عز وجل وأنتم معرضون، بل ارجعوا إلى ربكم وأنتم على الطاعة وعلى التوحيد وعلى العبادة الصحيحة وعلى الاعتقاد السليم.
So likewise the proofs against the people continue, and there's many of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this manner repeatedly, proving, showing them the way. No. But they reject. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to order them and forbid them and admonish them until this. And they continue to reject. He asked them to do what they're told, and they continue to stay away from the remembrance of Allah to learn that which they should be doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes the believers at this point. And he says, O you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, be obedient to Allah and his messenger, and do not be be obedient to Allah and his messenger while you hear the remembrance. That is, the listening, the hearing is of two types. The hearing that is real and the hearing that is a claim. The people that heard are the ones that submitted to that which they were ordered with. And those that didn't are like the example of those that said, or the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the example of those people that said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not be like those when the verses were recited upon them, they said, we heard, and they did not hear. Do not be like the ones that said, we heard, and they did not hear. Because again, we said there is a real, when you hear something, it is one of two things. It is either a claim or reality. As for those who claim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, don't be like them. Do not claim you heard while you did not hear. That's like saying, you're telling somebody something, yeah, I heard you. But nothing happens afterwards, as if nothing was said to him. This is the way of these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands and prohibits, admonishes and reminds, warns and gives glad tidings, and as if they didn't hear, but they say, yeah, we heard. Yeah, okay. Don't be like them. Rather be like the people that when they are told, they do. Those are the ones that heard. When the commandment comes, they obey. When the prohibition comes, they forbid themselves from that. Because the mu'min is alive. His heart is alive. When he is ordered, he does what he is ordered. When he is prohibited, he stays what he is away from what he is prohibited from. And the kafir, his heart is dead. There's nothing in it. Prohibit him, order him, admonish him, remind him, warn him. For no good. Nothing there. And if Allah knew that there was good in them, He would have guided them. Even if they didn't hear it, Allah knows. Even if they heard the remembrance that is the haqq, they would choose the batil over it anyway. Because they reject, they follow their desires. They've chosen the batil, the falsehood, over the haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, follow the commandments of your Lord and the commandments of His Messenger if He calls you to that which in it for you is good. If He calls you to that which in it brings you life and Allah, and know that Allah comes between the person and his heart. O you who believe, submit to what comes to you from the orders of your Lord and the orders of His Messenger to that which brings you life. Because the believer, again, he's alive. And these are the things that bring life to him. This is his life. And the kafir is dead. So his heart is alive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, submit to Allah and submit to His Messenger, but know something, that Allah comes between the slave and his heart, the person and his heart. That is, the person, he is in all times in the way of fitna, turmoils. If you didn't submit, then know that between you, your heart and you is Allah. You don't control your heart. And you refuse to submit at one point, then that fitna might be the fitna that takes you off of the haqq into the batil. So be aware, in other words. Submit to the commandments of your Lord and His Messenger, because between your heart and yourself is Allah. He may change the hearts as He wills. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains that the worst of creatures, or the worst of, He calls them ad-dawab, just animals. The worst of creatures with Allah are those that are sum, bukm, can't hear, deaf, and blind, and have no understanding. And if Allah knew that in these people that we just talked about there was any good, then He would have let them hear. But He doesn't let them anyway, because if they heard the haqq, they would still reject. They would have run away from it, mu'aridin. So all you who believe, submit to Allah and His Messenger if He calls you to that which will bring you life, and know that Allah comes between the person and his heart, and to Allah you will return.